started out in the field, the sun had already
risen.
Okay. And if we worked until the time that that big bright object in the sky fell below the horizon, then we would be working until
sundown.
Okay. You ever call anything else? You've heard of Hawaiian?
Sunset.
Okay, now, if today is Monday, then Sunday was?
Yesterday.
Right. Okay, or if somebody came on Sunday a week ago, then he came on Sunday, or let's make this better. Today is Thursday, right? What do you call, if somebody came a week ago today, when do they come? They came Thursday?
A.M.
Yeah, but do you have a special expression that says, you know, like they, like if you
a
come,
week ago?
Yeah, or you ever heard of the expression say Thursday week or Sunday week?
Yes.
Okay.
Sunday week, that's usually in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday week ahead. Sunday week. Well, I guess you'd add a bill or whatever.
Yeah. So a week beyond Sunday would be Sunday week?
Sunday week.
Okay. If somebody stayed at your house from the 1st to the 15th of the month, then they would be staying you've heard an expression which comprises about 15 days? It's variable.
Bi-monthly.
That's one way of putting it. Or you could call it fortnight. Have you ever heard that?
Fortnight.
Yeah,
I've heard it, but I've never used it.
I never have either. I think that's something they have it here for, say, the Yankees or somebody.
Yeah, somebody. Not Southern people.
Yeah, we don't use that too much. Oh, so if today is Thursday, then tomorrow will be?
Friday.
So today is Thursday, then Friday will be?
Tomorrow.
Right. If you want to know what time of day it is, what do you ask somebody? Somebody has a watch. You desire what time is it? Okay. It's variable. What do you call this thing? This gold thing sitting on the sofa here?
It's a watch.
Watch, right. Just pronunciation here, strictly.
Yeah.
Midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's about?
7:30.
Okay, now, if it's 10:45, what time of day would you say it was?
Quarter of 11.
You ever say quarter till 11?
Quarter till 11.
Yeah. I say till myself.
Yeah.
It just varies.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up from TV or something.
Mm-hmm. Habit, environment.
Yeah. That's right.
Family. Two things. Habit and environment. That's why I quit teaching English. I teach good grammar. They violated it before they got out the door with their buddy. When they got on the school bus, it was terrible. When they got home, it was worse.
Well, take heart. Take heart. That's the way language has changed throughout the years.
You think so?
Yeah, spoken way. That's how language has evolved from Old English, Middle English, Modern English, and all the rest of that.
And sometimes we don't ever think about it at all.
No, it's evolving right now.
Sure. I think so.
Yeah,
I really
they
do that.
Documentation, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, certain ways. You know, like certain people say lewd as opposed to lewd. No, that's not a good example. But you know, they have a insert a Y.
There's no scientific English, is there? No. Proven.
Well,
English, pure English.
They have pure English, and they have it graphed out in the phonetic alphabet. You know, they have received in Britain. You know, and over here we have, say, the network broadcasting style, all the rest of that. But as far as, you know, a regular standard English.